Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Parents are often thinking about what kinds of activities could help their children become more successful adults. Today, I'd like to share one idea with you. 2 decades ago, I served on the American Numismatic Association Future of the Hobby Committee. During one meeting, I proposed the thesis that children who become coin and currency collectors, on average, grow up to be more successful adults. For a definition of successful adult, I suggested 2 yardsticks. First was higher than average educational attainment. The second was higher than average lifetime earnings. Another member of this committee had experience with long-term lifestyle surveys. She said there were no surveys done that could confirm or disprove the thesis. However, every member of the committee acknowledged that it made sense to them and was almost certainly true. As a coin or currency collector, the child studies art, chemistry, economics, finance, geography, history, languages, mathematics, and production technology. These are all subjects that support or encourage their other academic studies. In addition, a successful coin collector learns how to organize their collection, properly preserve their holdings, develops research skills, and is forced to work with a budget, which are all important lifelong skills. Over the years, when I have discussed this thesis, that children who become coin and currency collectors on average grow up to be more successful adults, with teachers and adult leaders of children's organizations such as Scouts and 4-H, they have almost all agreed with me. A couple mentioned, however, that it was likely that a child pursuing any kind of hobby would experience similar positive outcomes. That makes sense to me. Surveys of coin collectors found that the typical child started with a hobby between the ages of 7 and 11. Many of them put the hobby on pause as teenagers when they discovered sports or the opposite sex. However, the studies also found that about 10% of children who were coin or currency collectors and pause their hobby get back into it when they are adults. Parents, you just might be surprised at how your child grows if they become a coin or currency collector. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.